I'm going to ask you two questions before we start. If I were to ask you, between July 31st, 2005 and June 30th, 2006, this event took place once every 92 seconds. Would you know what I was talking about? In Canada. Any guesses? Here's the second question. Same time period, same country, this event takes place once every 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Tom. Once in every 92 seconds in that time period in Canada, according to Stats Canada, a baby was born. That's a pretty amazing statistic, isn't it? And once every 2 minutes and 15 seconds, a person dies in Canada in that time period. Of course, the stats are changing all the time, and probably the little time frames change. But you know something? It's a reality in the world that we're living in that babies are being born and people are dying. You say, wow, that's an amazing revelation. Not really. Because we're gonna look at a verse in a book that I've never spoken from in my life, the book of the Ecclesiastes. Chapter 3. You know, there's really a lot in this book that's a benefit, because it was written by Solomon, the man who approached God, and God said, You ask of me what you want, and I'll give it to you. And rather than say, I want a huge castle, I want thousands of servants, I want wealth, I want fame, he said, give me wisdom so that I might lead the people of God in a proper, decent way. And so God said, Solomon, because you've asked this of me, I'm going to give you that wish, and I'm going to give you all the rest. And Solomon, I can imagine, was a deep thinker. And in this book, he talks about his life's adventure. He talks about opening his heart to try everything and coming to one conclusion, that everything is empty. Everything is vanity. Without God, everything is empty. And you know something? That's the way life is, isn't it? A person could live to be 112. And if they've done it without God, it's empty. It's vain. So here in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and there was a song written about this, and I'm not going to sing it for you, but you probably remember it. We're going to read the first 8 verses. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which has been planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. Time to keep silent, time to speak. Time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Boy, wasn't he wise? There's a time and a purpose for everything under heaven. And he begins this, I'm not going to be talking about the whole list. I want to just talk about the first two. A time to be born and a time to die. I suppose people, you know, when they take a look at their lives, they like to put things into a list and prioritize what the most important event of life has been for them. You know what the most, probably one of the most important events of life is that you were ever born. Because without that, you've got nothing to record, nothing to prioritize. A time to be born. Happened to every one of us, didn't it? And will happen to many thousands today. Throughout the world, little children are being born. And you know, there's really nothing that thrills the heart more, is there, than to see a little baby come into the world. To hear the news that a baby was born. But you know, when you weigh it up against the circumstances under which a child is born, sometimes you wonder if it'd be better that the child maybe had not been born. Child born in poverty. A child born to a drug using mother. A child born in a place of starvation. There's really a lot of sad circumstances, aren't there, throughout the world in which children are brought. I think of, and it's come in the news of late again, but I think of the country of China and the limitation that they've placed on families to only allow one child to be born per family. And so the father naturally wants the name to be carried on. And when the little girl is born, often it's abandoned and put into an orphanage. A time to be born. We think of it as a happy occasion, but many times it's not such a happy occasion. But the Bible records that there is a time to be born. You know, I was thinking of some people in the Bible of whom it is recorded that they were born. And my mind goes to one of the Psalms, and although his name is not mentioned, it just has the whole flavor of Judas Iscariot. And I think it says in that psalm that good were it for that man if he had not been born. Why? Because he was the one who betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the one that turned him down flat. He had walked with him, experienced him, knew his life, knew his thoughts, knew his actions, knew the truth that he spoke, knew the grace that he practiced, the mercy that he showed to many. And yet he turned him down flat, and for the price of a slave, a measly 30 pieces of silver, he betrayed the Lord Jesus into the hands of sinners. And the scriptures say it would have been good for that man if he had not been born. But then my mind goes to another of whom Matthew and Luke record his birth. And you know who I'm talking about, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there was a day when the Lord Jesus stood before Pilate, and Pilate asked him what the truth was. Asked him if he was a king. And he said, "You say that I am a king." He said, "For this cause was I born. To this end came I into the world, to bear witness of the truth." The Lord Jesus referred to that night long ago. We think of it always as a night. May have been in the daytime, I don't know. But that doesn't matter. That time, a few years back, when his mother Mary gave birth to him, born of Mary, and the holy thing that was in her was of the Spirit of God. The Lord Jesus knew that he was born into this world for a purpose. Do you know something? Every one of us are born into this world for a purpose. And people spend their whole lives searching for the purpose of life. And quite often, they never find it. What is the purpose of life? Well, Solomon kind of gives us the conclusion of it all in the last chapter, the closing verses of this book. And what does he say? He says, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So we are all born into this world with a purpose. What is the purpose? Well, some people have got their own imaginations and ideas of what the purpose is. And do you know what they do? They base it upon their own heart and their own mind. Not knowing or not thinking that the heart is deceitfully wicked. And so the standard is not a very high standard. But if we come to the Word of God and we see what God's standard is, then we know that the purpose of life is to fear God and to keep His commandments. And what are His commandments? Some would say, well, those are the Old Testament commandments. You know what? Those are included. But I think of some of the commandments that the Lord Jesus gave. And he gave a commandment to a man in John chapter 3, Nicodemus, who came to him by night. Do you know what the command was? Ye must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so it comes all back to a birth. But this birth that Jesus is talking about in John chapter 3 is different from the birth that you experienced the day you came into the world. Let me explain for a few minutes what the difference is, what I think the difference is. You see, Nicodemus was born. I don't know what the date of his birth was, but I can imagine it brought his mom and dad great joy. We have a son. We will call him Nicodemus. And that little baby, when he came out of his mother's womb, just like any baby, he began to breathe. His lungs filled with air and his heart was pumping. And his body functions were working. He was operative. And you know what? All of those functions suited him for this life. From the moment he was born until the time that he died, all those body functions, that life that he got at birth, that suited him for that. But you know something? His soul needed a birth as well. And your soul needs a birth if you're not saved today. Your soul needs a rebirth. The Lord Jesus, that's what he was talking about in John 3. Ye must be born again. Because your little life that you were given, mine was July 22nd, 1960. Yeah, I'm 46 years old. I'm getting old. I'm getting close to 50. Getting close to the 50 plus supper. I'm looking forward to that. Because they get fed pretty well. But you know, that July 22nd birth date, that didn't give me any right or access into heaven. That doesn't give me any claim to being in God's heaven when my little life is done. But I'll tell you of another birth date, and it just happened to fall on Mother's Day in 1971, May 9th. That's when I realized that I was good for this earth, but I wasn't good for heaven. And so I also realized I was alive to this earth, but I was dead to heaven and dead to God. What was it that made me that way? It was my sin. The sin that I was born with. I was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. That's what the psalmist says. And that applies to me and it applies to you too. And so I realized that night, it was the last night of about 5 or 6 weeks of gospel meetings. And the meeting was over and I sat near the front of the hall with Mr. Daugherty, who's gone home to be with the Lord. And we talked about these things. And I realized I was dead to heaven, dead to God, dead in my sins. And the only way I would ever have a claim on God's heaven, on God's salvation, was not by continuing to go to Sunday school. It was not by continuing to go to the gospel hall. It was not by continuing to be a good boy. But it was by resting and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And so that night, just like being in a dark room and the light switch is turned on, I realized, hey, he died for me. And so in simple faith, I prayed to him and I asked him to save me. So now, Tim Aldred, July 22nd, 1960, is ready for life on earth. Watch out, earth, here I come. May 9th, 1971, Tim Aldred is born again. Ready for heaven. Listen, do you have two birthdays? The two women that stood up here today, we were celebrating their birthdays on earth. Do you know what? We also sang of a second birthday, and both of them have one. I don't know when their birthdays are. I don't know how old they are. That's kind of a secret that people like to keep, but especially women. Anyway, do you know what? You need a second birth. And Solomon in all his wisdom says there's a time to be born and a time to die. You know what the amazing thing is? That actually what, and it can be really confusing. So I hope I don't confuse you. You see, here I am spiritually, I'm dead. When I got saved, I became alive. I'm dead, I became alive to God, but while I'm coming into this living process, I'm also dying to something else. Something else has died in me. What is it? It's that power of sin. And Romans, the writer of the book of Romans, talks about being dead to sin. And death and sin has no more control over me. Oh, believe me, I struggle with it all the time. Do you know something? The truth of the matter is that because Christ has died for me, and my sins have all been forgiven because he died for me, sin now in my life is not in control. What is in control? Christ is in control. I wonder today, if we were to examine our lives, could we honestly say, conditionally, that's true. Christ is in control and sin is dead. But positionally, that's true. But conditionally, is it true? Is it really true? Am I giving Christ the place in my life that he deserves? So anyway, birth and a death and a birth and a death. And it just seems to be a little confusing. But you know something? It's truly a wonderful thing. And the birth into the world, what a miracle. I watched all three sons of mine come into the world. What a miracle. But even more so, the miracle that takes place when a soul passes from darkness into light. I remember it for me. And I saw it in two of my own sons. Time to be born. And a time to die. You know, death is probably one of the most saddest things to talk about. It's a difficult thing to talk about. Truth of the matter is, people die every day. And it's not just the old folks that die. A few years back, I've only ever taken one funeral. And it was the funeral of a little baby. A cousin of mine, she was expecting her first child. And her parents, it was their first grandchild, and they were looking forward to it. But you know, the baby was born, and when they cut the cord, a few short minutes later, the baby died. What a sad experience. A few weeks ago, we heard in the news, a 15-year-old boy is walking down the halls of the Burlington High School. And what happens? I'm not sure what happened, but the end result was that he died. Just recently, we heard of a woman in the Sarnia area, 51-year-old mother, taken in a car accident. And I remember going to the funerals of my two grandmothers, 93 years old each. I thought they were old. You know, death isn't a pleasant thing, is it? It's so final. And you know, I want to impress this on you. We are all born and we all die. George Bernard Shaw, I read a quote that he said, and it's really quite interesting. He said that it's amazing the statistics on death. One in every one die. He's right on the money. One in every one die. Woody Allen, he's a comedian that wants to be an actor and an actor that wants to be a comedian. You know what he says? He says, I'm not afraid of death. I just don't want to be there when it happens. Death is such a final thing. And we're all born and we will all die. And in between life, the birth that we are given and the life and the death that we die is that span called life. And in that span of life, God gives us opportunity to hear the gospel, to read his word, and to make a choice, a conscious choice, to put our trust in his son. And that's why we preach the gospel. Because you and I, although we know for sure we have a birth and we have a death, we do not know for sure what that span is. For some it could be short, and for others it could be long. And so while we have opportunity, I think it's even in this, it is in this, in chapter 12, the first few verses. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years come nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. If you're not saved today and you're young, you trust Christ while you have the opportunity. You may not have much of an opportunity left. But I don't say trust Christ because your time's running out. I say trust Christ because you have an opportunity to live for him. You have an opportunity to fulfill what Solomon said at the end, that the whole duty of man is to love God and to keep his commandments. What an epitaph on life. If should I come to the end of life and it be said of me, this man lived for God. This man loved his God. I think of some epitaphs that, you know, people don't prioritize things in life properly, do they? I wonder how many people come to their deathbed and they say, boy, do I ever wish I spent more time at the office. Boy, do I ever wish I spent more time out in the golf course. I wonder how many come to the end of life and they're laying on their deathbeds and they say, man, do I wish I'd ever searched out this gospel, this salvation, this promise of heaven. because I'm going out into something that I know nothing about, and I don't know where I'm going, and I have no peace about it. You can have the peace tonight or this afternoon. You can have the confidence today that should death come, and it will come, I'm ready to go. And the Lord will meet me on the other side. I wrote down just a little, and if I had access to PowerPoint, I'd have a nice little screen up here probably. For an unbeliever, here's what happens. There's natural birth, and there's a natural death. And the scriptures say that there is a second death. There comes a time in eternity when that soul that has not dealt with his sin, not dealt with God or his salvation, will come face to face with God and be cast into a place of second death, of eternal judgment. What a horrible place. But for the believer, there is the natural birth. There comes a time in his life when he has been born again. And when he dies, that's the sort of the generic term for it. Really, that's not what happens. It's just the body dies. For the believer, he falls asleep in Christ. Or the Lord may come and he'll be raptured home. And then what? Forever with the Lord. Solomon was a wise man long, long time ago. The Lord Jesus spoke of him. He said, you know, Queen of Sheba, she rose up and she went to him for wisdom. But a wiser than Solomon is here. Listen to the words of Solomon. A time to be born and a time to die. But listen to the words of the Lord Jesus. The wisest of all who have ever been here on earth. The wisest of all eternity. And he's the one that says, you must be born again. And if you're not born again, you'll not see the kingdom of God. So I trust that this little talk on birth and death might get you thinking. I've been thinking a lot about it in the last month, just hearing of different babies that have been born and hearing of different people that have passed on, have died. Some have passed on to be with the Lord. What a wonder. And some have passed on for judgment. What a terror. Anyway, we'll trust that God will bless this little passage to our hearts. Speak to him in prayer. Father, we bless thee for this passage of Scripture. It's not often referred to, but it's so full of truth. There is a time for everything and a purpose for everything. Help us to find this great purpose in our lives, to love God and keep his commandments. Help us to remember him while we are young. Help us to trust him through life. And when we come, should we come to the time of death, we will have the confidence in our hearts to know that we will be with him. We pray to bless us now, take us home safely, and remember us as we would gather together again tonight to hear thy word again. We pray for blessing in this, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.